the little community today, we find Lum and Abner walking along the street, approaching the building lot. Listen.
Well, come on, Abner. It's just a block out of your way. You want to see how much they got done on the house today, don't you?
Oh, yeah, sure, Lum. But Elizabeth made me promise I'd be on time for supper tonight. The Quinces are coming over.
Well, this will just take a second. We're practical there now, anyways.
Well, Lum, me, they couldn't have got much done yet, Lum. They just started it yesterday.
Well, he's got the foundation all poured and the front sidewall. You can get a better idea of what size the house is going to be now.
Did the Widder Cobb show up today?
No, she's still down in bed with the hay fevers.
Well.
And I figure by the time she gets up, the house will be far enough along to where it won't matter whether she likes it or not.
Yeah, Cedric must have did a pretty good job with that goldenrod if she's still sick from it. What if she finds out that you was the one that put him up to that loan?
Well, she won't find out if you or Cedric don't tell her. You're the only two that knows it. And I've paid Cedric.
How much did you pay him?
Well, I ain't going to pay you, Abner, if that's what you got in mind. You can at least do that for a friend. Keep your mouth shut.
Well, I just thought you were paying out money.
I ain't.
Oh.
Well, here we are. What do you think of it?
Think of what?
The house.
I don't see it.
Well, look down. You're looking up too high.
Oh.
I told you all I had done was poured the cement for the foundation. And the sidewalk here. Watch out, Abner. Don't step on it. Get back. That cement ain't dry yet.
Excuse me.
That is some youngin'. The minute you see some wet cement, you want to put your footprints in it.
I never meant to do it on purpose, Lum.
This ain't Grauman's Chinese Theater. Now watch what you're doing. I want nothing to go wrong with this house.
I'll watch it.
I want everything in this place to be as perfect as it can be. Because I'm sort of aiming on using this for a sample.
A sample? Is that what that's going to be?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, I will say, judging from the size of it, that's just about all you could use it for.
Oh, well, it's going to look bigger than that when it gets done. Can't tell nothing about it this way.
What'd you drag me over here for, then?
Well, what I mean by sample is that I'm going to use it to show the other folks that I'm going to build houses for.
Other folks?
Yeah, that's my new idea, Abner. I'm going into the house building business on a big scale.
Now, when did you get that idea?
Oh, I don't know. I just got to thinking that if I can build this house here without no cash at all, think what I could do if I had money. I could build dream castles.
Yeah, but where are you going to get this money, Lum?
From selling this house here to Foster Childers, natural.
Well, Lum, out of that money, you've got to pay Hugh Garrett for the carpenter work, Lester Parks for the lumber, the Widder Cobb for the loft. That ain't going to leave much for no dream castles. Cut it down to a dream shanty.
Oh, no. I'm even going to make myself a nice profit out of this. I ain't doing this just to get the Childers family out of my place.
I thought that was the whole idea of this thing.
Well, it was at first, but now that I can see what can be did, I grannies, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to get into some line of work like building houses. Something where I can, well, how would you say it? Something where I can make a lot of money.
Well, that's a pretty good way to say it.
Something where I can get myself on a good firm footing. Get my feet on good solid foundation.
Solid foundation.
Yeah. My grannies, now's the time a fella can do that in a building business. There's a housing shortage practical every which way you look nowadays.
Yeah, but where are you going to get all the materials to build these houses with? There's a shortage of them, too, ain't there?
Yeah, but I'll get around that some way. Edwards don't never let no little thing like that stop him.
They don't, huh?
You wouldn't think by looking at these few sticks and pieces of cement here that this is the first of 50 Edwards-built dream houses.
Well, I don't know about that, but it sure looks like the first house that Hugh Garrett ever built. Doggies, what a mess.
Well, Abner, I told you can't tell nothing about it the way it looks now. Look out, don't step on that sidewalk.
Oh, excuse me.
Told you it ain't dry yet.
Well, I never aimed on stepping on it. Doggies, are
don't be so clumsy then.
50 houses, is that how many you said you was going to build?
That's my goal for the rest of this year, yes. I might overdo that, I don't know.
You've done overdid it, if you want my opinion.
Well, I tell you, Abner, the only thing for a man to do is to get his feet on a good, solid foundation. Get into some line of work where... Who's that fella coming over there this way? Ain't nobody I've ever saw before. You know who it is, Abner?
No. Whoever he is, he's coming over here, though. Maybe the Widder Cobb sent him along. Maybe she found out what caused her hay fevers this time.
Now, don't go blabbing that all over. Yeah, how do you do, sir? You looking for somebody?
Yeah. I'm looking for who's ever putting up this house.
Well, what was Jim wanted with him?
Why, Lum, you're the one.
What'd you say, young fella?
Well, nothing yet, but what I wanted to see him about is buying this house when it's done. I'm desperate for a place to live.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm the man you want to talk to, but this house here ain't for sale.
Well, I'll rent it then. I'll take a 3-year lease, a 10-year lease, anything you say. I'll pay the first and the last 6 months' rent right now. Just name your terms.
Well, I'm sorrowful, but it ain't for rent, neither. This house is already spoke for.
Yeah, they all are. Well, you can't blame a fella for trying. Thanks anyway.
Well, just a minute now. I'm aiming on building some other places.
You are?
Hey, Long, watch out there.
I'll handle this, Abner.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm aiming on building, 40 or 50 houses in the next few months. Dream castles. Edwards is dream castles. How soon are you going to be needing a place?
Well, I need one right now. Me and my wife are living with her folks over at Cherry Hill, and, well, they're all right, the finest people in the world, but I don't know, we just got to get a place of our own.
Lom, you better watch.
I told you to keep quiet, Abner.
If we stay where we are much longer, the old lady's going to bust up our marriage. Not that she intends to, but she's a wonderful woman and all that, but she means well and... Oh, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure, I know. Abner, will you hash up?
Can you sure enough build me a place?
Well, I don't know why not.
Well, by golly, as far as I'm concerned, it's a deal. And just to show you I mean business, here's $250.
Well, here now. I don't want no money from you now.
Well, that's a deposit. You take it.
No, I don't want to. I don't know how much they're going to cost, even. You can pay me when the time comes.
Well, look, I ain't taking a chance. There's a couple of other fellas that said they'd build me a house, and nothing ever happened. I want to make this definite, and I want to make sure I get the next house you build. There it is. It's yours. You can send me a receipt. My name's Ernie Duncan, and General Delivery Cherry Hill will get me.
Well, if you insist on it.
Lom, I think it.
I'd better get your name as long as you're going to be my builder.
Oh, yeah, well, my name's Edwards, Lom Edwards. And you can find me down at the Jot'em Down store. Now, you come in first chance you get, and we'll start drawing up some plans.
All right. And I'll be over in about a week, maybe less. And thanks a lot, Mr. Edwards.
Oh, it's all right. Proud to do business with you, Mr. Duncan. See you in about a week.
You bet. So long.
So long. Well, Abner, now, what do you think of my ideas? Looky there, $250 cash money.
Yeah, but, Lom, I think you
now,
better...
Now, don't start throwing cold water on it right away.
I wasn't going to throw no cold water on nothing. I just wanted to tell you that if you want to get out of the spot you're in
don't
now...
Don't worry about me. I can get out any spot, anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, but, Lom, you don't realize
hey,
what...
Hey, Lom.
Who said that? Oh, hell, howdy, Grandpap. Where did you come from?
Looking for Lom. I missed you over at the store. Closed up already?
Yeah.
What'd you want to see me about, Grandpap? Well, I started over to your place this morning with a letter for you, but somehow or other I got sidetracked down to the barber shop. Just now I recollected the letter.
Oh, well, give it here, Grandpap. Wonder if it's anything important.
I don't know where it's importance or not, but I know it's bad news.
Bad news? Oh, my goodness alive. How do you know, Grandpap?
Because it's from the mail order house, and they say if Lum don't pay the $300 on that pine or right today, they're coming out here and haul it off.
Oh, my goodness. This is due today. I plumb forgot about that.
It is? Wait a minute. How'd you know what the letter said, Grandpap?
Well, it sort of come unstuck.
Unstuck? It's
ain't
never
my
done
fault
no
if they're using cheap glue nowadays.
Grandpappy Spears, you're going to get yourself in trouble opening that government mail.
Granny, now I'm
a penitentiary.
Wait a minute. I can pay this. I've got $250 right here. And with the money I made out of all them contests, I can just make it. I'm going back to the store right now and get an envelope and well, for goodness sakes. Now, we better get going. Don't just stand there.
That's about all he can do, Grandpap. He's cemented in.
Abner, why didn't you tell me I stand on the sidewalk?
I've been trying to tell you that for the last 30 minutes, and you wouldn't listen to me.
Well, get me out of here. This cement will dry to where I can't move my feet at all.
Well, what are you kicking about? This is just where you've been wanting.
Huh?
At last, Lum, you've got your feet and a good, solid foundation.
And maybe you'd better stay right there, Lum, and not go throwing other people's money around.